Here's a look at weather conditions at 8 a.m. Ellsworth was clear, the temperature was 18 and the relative humidity was 100%. Winds were west at 5 miles an hour, the pressure was 30.31 and rising. Salina was clear, the temperature was 19 and the relative humidity was 84%. Winds were northwest at 5 miles an hour, the pressure was 30.33 and rising. Great Bend was clear, the temperature was 14 and the relative humidity was 92%. Winds were west at 6 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 5, the pressure was 30.31 and rising. McPherson was clear, the temperature was 20 and the relative humidity was 85%. Winds were northwest at 9 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 9, the pressure was 30.31 and rising. Russell was clear, the temperature was 14 and the relative humidity was 92%. Winds were northwest at 5 miles an hour, the pressure was 30.29 and rising. Hayes was cloudy, the temperature was 19 and the relative humidity was 95%. Winds were northwest at 9 miles an hour, producing a wind chill of 8, the pressure was 30.31 and rising. Elsewhere around the area, Hutchinson was 18 and clear. Wichita was 25 and clear. Concordia was 22 and cloudy. Emporia was 27 and clear. Topeka was 30 and clear. Kansas City was 32 with light snow in the fog. Pratt was 20 and clear, the wind chill was 11. Dodge City was 17 and clear, the wind chill was 4. Ponca City was 27 and clear. Goodland was 20 and mostly cloudy. Denver was 22 with light snow and fog, reducing visibility to 3/4 of a mile. Once again at 8 a.m., Great Bend was 14 and clear. The Salina, Kansas climate summary for yesterday, November 14, 2022. Yesterday's high temperature was 39 degrees. This high was 17 degrees below the normal high of 56. The record high is 76 degrees, which was set in 1988. Yesterday's low temperature was 25 degrees. This low was 8 degrees below the normal low of 33. The record low is 4 degrees, which was set in 1940. A trace of precipitation fell yesterday, which brings the monthly total to 1.10 inches. This is 0.48 inches above the normal amount of 0.62 inches for November. The total precipitation for the year now stands at 26.29 inches, which is 1.68 inches below normal. The normal high temperature for today is 55 degrees, and the normal low is 32. The record high for today is 79, which occurred in 2021, and the record low is 7, which occurred in 1940. Sunrise today is at 7:13 a.m. and sunset is at 5:17 p.m. This is WXK92 broadcasting on a frequency on 162.40 MHz. This broadcast originates from the National Weather Service office. We serve Central Kansas from tower facilities in Ellsworth, Kansas. Here is some climate information from around the region. At the Russell Airport, the high was 35 with a low of 9. At the Salina Airport, the high was 39 with a low of 18. At the Great Bend Airport, the high was 33 with a low of 10. Here are the precipitation reports from across the region. The Russell Airport measured a trace. The Salina Airport had a trace. And for the greatest amount, the Great Bend Airport measured 0.01 inches. On this date in weather history. In 1987, an outbreak of 22 tornadoes struck east and northeast Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. One F3 tornado moved out of northeast Texas and roared into Shreveport, Louisiana, where it killed 1, injured 96, and caused around $5 million damage. A second F3 tornado had a track 11 miles long and averaged 250 yards wide. It tracked from 11 miles south-southwest of Palestine to Palestine in east Texas. This twister killed 1, injured 59, and caused around $19.3 million damage, $15 million of which was in Palestine. The third and deadliest tornado of the day killed 4 and also injured 96. It caused caused $13 million damage along a 33-mile-long track from far east Texas to near Shreveport. This tornado was 500 yards wide. In 1988, an outbreak of severe thunderstorms that spawned 44 tornadoes stretched from Oklahoma and northeast Texas to northern Indiana and southern Wisconsin. One tornado was an F3 that struck central Arkansas with a track 49 miles long and 250 yards wide. The twister killed 5, injured 60, and caused around $15 million damage. A second F3 tornado that also struck central Arkansas killed 1, injured 10, and caused around $2.2 million. $1.2 million of the damage occurred at a high school where the gym was destroyed. This event would have been much worse had the school's basketball team played a home game instead of an away game. In addition to the tornadoes, there were 200 reports of large hail and damaging winds. The largest hail was a 3.5-inch specimen that landed just east of Denison, Texas. The strongest gusts reached 85 miles per hour in Kirksville, Missouri. The current time is 8:55 a.m. Central Standard Time. Light snow and low clouds quickly tracked across eastern Kansas overnight and was about to move out of the area a couple hours prior to sunrise. Early morning temperatures ranged from the teens over north-central Kansas to the low 30s over southeast Kansas. High pressure will move in behind the departing low-pressure system today and will remain in place through tonight. Some lingering light snow will be possible this morning across northern Missouri and northern Nebraska. Meanwhile, plenty of sunshine will be in place today across Kansas and Oklahoma. Highs today are expected to range from the upper 20s over northern Nebraska to the 40s across most of Kansas and Oklahoma. Look for overnight lows to range from the single digits over central and northern Nebraska to the 20s across Oklahoma. This hazardous weather outlook is for portions of central Kansas, south central Kansas, and southeast Kansas. For today and tonight, no hazardous weather is expected at this time. For Wednesday through Monday, below zero wind chills are possible Thursday night through Friday morning over central Kansas. Spotter activation is not anticipated today or tonight. Here is your National Weather Service forecast. Today, sunny with highs in the lower 40s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Cold with lows around 17. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming north after midnight. Wednesday sunny with highs in the lower 30s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Wednesday night mostly clear in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Cold with lows around 20. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Thursday night mostly cloudy. Cold with lows around 10 above. Wind chill values as low as 0 after midnight. Friday mostly sunny. Cold with highs in the upper 20s. Wind chill values as low as 0 in the morning. Friday night mostly clear. Cold with lows 10 to 15. Temperature rising to around 20 after midnight. Saturday sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Saturday night and Sunday mostly clear. Lows around 20. Highs in the upper 40s. Sunday night and Monday mostly clear. Lows in the lower 20s. Highs in the upper 40s. Once again, the forecast for today, sunny with highs in the lower 40s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour.